welcome to episode 8 of the Fully Puzzable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff, sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Let's get our plugs out of the way real quick. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fully Puzzable. You can listen to us on iTunes, listen to every show. Please rate, review, subscribe. You can also email us any questions, comments, or wish list. We do have a new wish list this week from a listener.
Yep.
FullyPosable, WFP at gmail.com. Again, that's Fully Posable, W as in Wildman Mark Merrill.
Excellent.
F, this one I'm excited about. I thought about this on my way home. F as in Flying Bomb Angels.
Wow. But I think it was Jumping Bomb Angels.
I thought it was Flying Bomb Angels.
We'll have to look at Wikipedia.
Okay. And P as in Paul Ellering.
Good one.
At gmail.com. We did get another question. We'll go over this pretty quickly. WWF Collector, one of our subscribers. Thumb wrestlers. Remember those Jax ones?
I also remember the ones made by LJN.
He asked, were they cool or gimmicky?
We had the LJN ones.
We did.
I don't remember why. I don't remember if I wanted them or you wanted them. Or maybe we got them as a Christmas gift from somebody.
I don't remember either. I remember that they were cool like for the first 5-6 minutes just holding them. And then it was like, okay, I need to go back to the LJN.
I'm going to go play with my big LJNs.
Yeah, I'm going to go play with the big LJNs now.
I agree with you on that. I think... I'm going to say gimmicky.
I'm going to go with gimmicky also.
I hate to say it because obviously LJN was such a big part of what we played with as kids. And mm-hmm. I think we had the entire set, at least the first series. Hillbilly mm-hmm. Jim, Iron Sheik, Hulk Hogan, Nikolai Volkoff. Those are the guys I remember having. Yeah, you'd use them for, I mean, especially me. I think I was maybe 8 or 9 at the time, maybe 10. And they didn't hold up. You'd play with them for a couple minutes and then you'd go to your LJN. So I'm going to say gimmicky, even though I loved them.
Yeah, and there wasn't really much to do with them. I'd thumb wrestle with you, but you didn't do anything. You were just moving your thumb and they were just kind of boxing each other, you know?
It was a glorified thumb war.
Yeah. I remember the ones that Jax put out also. I remember Mankind, Triple H, Austin, just kind of a few that kind of come to mind. Same thing. They were gimmicky.
Gimmicky. So we can expect Mattel to put some out, I'm sure, at some point, too.
Oh, probably. toy hunting. Did you do any toy hunting? Toy spotting?
No. You know, I had the big birthday weekend, of which I put some pictures up online or on our Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
No, there was no toy hunting this weekend, but actually a last-minute birthday gift from my wife is she did go out and pick me up, and I did put this with the birthday haul, was the Warrior and Sting 2-pack.
Yep.
Awesome set, by the way.
I did do some toy spotting last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I hit on all 3 nights.
Nice.
So Thursday night, I have that hour drive home,
mm-hmm.
and I hit about Castro Valley, and I'm like, there's no way I'm not going to make it home because I have to pee, you know, really bad. So I was thinking, I was like, why don't I stop off at Walmart in San Leandro? Walked in, peed, went to the back. They had the Then Now and Forever, and they had Ambrose and Pillman. And didn't pick it up because they did not hit the Pillman face.
Right.
So passed on that, passed on Cena and Austin. Did pick up Warrior and Sting. They had 2 of those, so I picked those up.
Did you get 2 sets?
No, I got 1.
You just got 1?
I just got 1. Friday morning, Celeste and I go to the gym. And if we miss the gym in the morning, we go at night. So we stopped off at Livermore, worked out, and then went to Toys R Us afterwards. Found the Defining Moment Steve Austin, which I did post on Twitter. It's awesome.
That's cool you finally found that.
I know. Everything about that figure is awesome. It's not as good as the Hogan, because the Hogan is more nostalgia for us.
Right.
But the Austin, the skulls on the box, fantastic. We also picked up the Hunter and Big Boss Man Toys R Us exclusive.
Good spots.
Yeah, that was a really good spot. Saturday night, went out, got my haircut, and then went to Toys R Us in Emeryville.
Oh, you're lucky.
My little hotspot, and they had Elite Series 40. Picked up 1 more Sami Zayn.
I would have done the same thing.
Why? Because Sami Zayn.
Because Sami Zayn.
Yeah, exactly.
Because NXT title belt.
Exactly. So it was a perfect card. Had to pick it up. Everything. Nice. Went over to Target. No Hina family. So,
man, that is a tough pull for you. I'm looking too. Every Target I hit, I look for the Hina family, but no luck yet.
So anyways, that was my toy spotting of this past week. So we wanted to kind of rush through that because we've got a big list of news. It won't be our Toy Fair news. It's going to take up a big chunk. So let's go into our news.
You didn't know?
So just real quickly, Elite 41 is now in stock. That's the Ambrose, Ryback, Lita, Funk, 1-2-3 Kid, and Finn Balor. If you need any of those, head over to Ringside Collectibles. This one I was really excited about, and I posted pictures on our Twitter and Instagram. Elite 42 pictures were revealed. Unfortunately, it was not at Toy Fair. Instead, we got zombies.
Yeah.
Going back to episode 5. Triple H, Neville, Woods, Nasties, and Kalisto. What'd you think?
You know, it's funny. If you go back to that podcast where we had a discussion about what they might look like because we didn't have pictures from Toy Fair, we actually hit a couple of these on discussions of what they might look like. I believe it was you that said if it's Triple H in his WrestleMania 31 attire, it was a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Xavier Woods. I think it was Sean mentioned if he had Francesca with him.
Yep.
Bingo on both of those.
Yep.
Nice call. And I think Neville's cape also came up in a discussion.
It did.
So that's awesome. We hit on all those. Mattel might have been listening. Probably not. But no, it's a great looking set. I'm really excited about it. All those guys look awesome. This is, man, it's tough to go against that Elite 41 set you just talked about in terms of, you know, which one's better. But this one might be my favorite.
As far as the figures, I really like the 1-2-3 Kid, Lita, Funk, and Finn.
The Finn goes without saying.
In the Elite 41. For 42, I love all those figures.
Every single one of them.
They did a fantastic job. I might purchase the whole set from Ringside.
You might have to.
Sting Red and Black Funko, which is a GameStop exclusive. Pictures were shown. Cool. But I'm happy with my black and white Sting. Passing on this.
Yeah. Again, we don't make this into a wrestling booking or wrestling fantasy or anything like that, but I was not big on the whole Wolfpack thing. Although I did love that Kevin Nash that came out that was in the Wolfpack, but I don't know. Black and white Sting for me.
Yeah, I've got it up in the window, and I posted some pictures on Twitter, and that's the only one I really want.
But if you love variants, and you're a huge Sting fan, oh, this is definitely a must-buy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool figure.
Yeah, it is cool, but passing.
Passing.
Yep. So we actually got in contact with Ring of Honor and New Japan's Michael Elgin, and Michael Elgin is collecting figures from Jax. He's doing it for his son. He wants his son to see stuff he grew up with. I think it's really cool. And I actually sent out to Michael Elgin Classic Superstars Hogan, an extra one I had.
The red and the yellow with the title belt.
Yep. And the Freebirds. I had an extra Freebirds. And I was more than happy to donate it to him because I like what he's doing. It's cool. Mm-hmm. And we're always willing to help out a collector.
I want to point out, this is your second week in a row of a story with helping a kid get a wrestling figure. I like your part, helping the kids get the figures.
Well, Elgin isn't really a kid, but...
No, but isn't it for his kid?
Yeah, it's for his kid.
Bingo. There you go. Helping the kids get the wrestling figures. Yeah, that's what we're all about.
I like what he's doing. It's kind of cool. He's doing it for his son, you know?
I think it's awesome.
So here are some figures that he's looking for. And again, these are Jax Classics. He's looking for the Bam Bam Bigelow. And I can't remember what series these were, but if you Google them, you'll find them. Bam Bam Bigelow, 1-2-3 Kid, and Nasty Boys. So if anybody has any extras that they're willing to part with, please hit up Michael Elgin on Twitter, at Michael Elgin 25. Again, that's at Michael Elgin 25. Speaking of Twitter, I actually wanted to throw this in. We got a tweet from someone. It's at AJ_BomberSports. And his tweet made me laugh. It gave me my laugh for Monday.
Ooh.
Let me read it off. It says, "Oh, I'm starting to collect wrestling figures. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a podcast for such a... Oh, hello, at Fully Posable." I thought that was a great tweet. I wanted to give him a shout out. Because
I love it. That's awesome.
That was a great tweet. It gave me my laugh for Monday. So thank you. His name is Adam Johnson. Thank you, Adam. So after we posted the podcast on Sunday, within about 15 minutes, the Figures Toy Company reached out to us and gave us a contact over at their facility with a gentleman named Chris. Chris is the chief marketing officer overseeing the development of the ROH figures, the Legends, and the Indie guys. I kind of wanted Scott to spearhead this and kind of talk to Chris. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the mic over to Scott and go over what he found out through the 9 or 11 emails. I can't remember.
It was a lot of correspondence us. But let's point this out that Chris, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. I believe it's DiPietrillo, or it could be DiPietrillo.
I think you had it right the first time.
Okay, DiPietrillo. awesome. He actually sent me more emails than I sent him.
I was following on my phone because each time an email came through, it would pop up on my phone. So I was kind of following it through there.
Right. And then obviously today with their news break, which I'll get into, he sent us like three emails back to back with more information. So it's awesome that we've got, I guess, kind of an in at Figures Toy Company that can give us information. And this information that we're going to share with you isn't an exclusive per se, but it might not be information that you have seen yet. He provided us with some really good info. So without further ado, I'm going to get into that now. Again, big thanks to Chris for setting us up with all this information. First off, you can now pre-order the ring, the ROH ring, and Michael Elgin at figurestoycompany.com or wrestlingsuperstore.com. You can also purchase figure belts or title belts for your action figures at the same locations. One thing that he did want us to point out to you about that pre-order is that the ring is real scale and not basic, which means it's going to have a foam pad under the mat, real canvas, cloth turnbuckles, metal posts, the works. I mean, it's not a basic ring by any stretch. You're not talking plastic parts here. You're talking a legit real scale ring. Ring steps, the whole works, and it does come with an exclusive Michael Elgin figure. The price point on that is $99.99, so take a look at it, see what you think. We're talking about buying the entire first set just so we can kind of do a review for you guys and then put a ton of pictures up on our Twitter with it.
So one thing, we know that the $100 price point is a steep...
It's a steep price tag.
It's a steep price tag. You guys really need to look at the ring. It's really good quality. Plus, it comes with Michael Elgin. If you look at Michael Elgin, he comes with his jacket. The detailing on Michael Elgin is fantastic.
And that's something I'll get into in the next part about Figures Toy Company and what they're doing, is I'm definitely going to touch on that. Our hopes in maybe pulling that Series 1 ROH, including the ring with Elgin, is to give you guys a better idea. Is it worth it to spend all that money on a ring and the figures? That's going to go into my next section here of questions that I've been wanting to ask and questions that we've been seeing posted up at Figures Toy Company. What scale are these figures going to be in? What are the bodies going to look like? So the information that Chris shared with me is that it's going to be similar to the Jax Ruthless Aggression line or the Classic Superstars. The other question, the big one, has been what's the price point of these figures going to be? We know the ring in Michael Elgin is $99.99. The price point on the Future Stars, the Legends, and the ROH line is going to fall somewhere between Elite and Defining Moments. I've purchased some DC Comics figures from them before, and they've been $25 mm-hmm. or $24.99. I'm guessing these are going to be at the same price.
Right, right.
Because that's kind of falling right in between where you'd be with the Defining Moments and an Elite.
I'm thinking about $22.99, $23.99. I'm thinking in...
there. Even if it's $24.99, yeah. Based on the first four pictures that we've seen of the figures now, I'm in with $24.99.
Yeah.
Especially with the Steen, being the huge fans of Steen that we are, at least two.
Absolutely.
Now getting into that, to touch on something that Jeff spoke about, the outfits. What Chris said is that the outfits will be highly stylized and approved by the talent, meaning nothing goes out the door without Joey Ryan, for example, looking at his figure and going, yep, that's it. You guys nailed the outfit on that one.
Yeah, outfit.
They're also involved in the sculpts and the packaging. So again, nothing goes out the door with talent approving. What we saw in the Kenny Omega is, I mean, killer. They're really nailing these figures. So let's get into who's in the lines. Mm-hmm. First line is ROH, and the first four figures in that are Jay and Mark Briscoe, Kevin Steen, and Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal is replacing Adam Cole, and one thing that Chris wanted us to point out to you guys is that Adam Cole is still being released as planned, but they wanted to just bring in another star into the first line or swap in a star. I mean, he's the ROH champion, so it makes sense to put their heavyweight champion into that first line.
It makes complete sense, and they did the right thing. I'm excited about the Adam Cole figure.
Oh, I am too, 100%.
I can't wait for the Adam Cole figure.
Yeah.
But I understand why they put Lethal in. And on top of that, the Lethal looks really good.
He does. And we're still, like you said, we're still going to get Adam Cole. There's four series that have already been mapped out, four figures in each series. Cole's going to hit one of those. I'm totally okay with that.
Right.
Let's move on to... before we move on to the next line, I want to point out that Chris made sure to tell me we won't be seeing CM Punk. and we won't be seeing Bryan Danielson or Daniel Bryan.
And why is that?
The reason is because they've already been down the WWE road. They can't make them, but the guys that they can make are guys that haven't been in WWE yet and are still affiliated with ROH somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean Colt Cabana at some point? I mean, Colt Cabana was in WWE 10 years ago.
But he never got a figure.
He never got an action figure. So maybe. We'll see. There's more guys coming out that they haven't even told us about yet.
Yep.
Which I'll also get into a little bit further down the road here on the discussion. But now let's get into which legends they're going to make. They're going to make Jim Cornette, Blue Meanie, Just Incredible, Mikey Whipwreck, and New Jack. That's their legends line. Five more figures.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the five we're getting from the ROH line, including Elgin.
Yep.
The third major set they're coming out with are the Future Stars. And man, I was excited about ROH, but then when I saw their Future Stars line, it's like, holy crap, this is going to be awesome.
Now, did they announce anyone that we hadn't seen yet? Or we hadn't talked about yet?
No.
Because we talked about everyone last week regarding Young Bucks, Curt Hawkins.
No, this is the same line.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same information we gave out last week, and I'll just go over these real quick. You get the Young Bucks, AJ Styles, Chris Hero, Doc Gallows, Amber Gallows, Kenny Omega, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, Tama Tonga, and Brian Myers, formerly known as Curt Hawkins. That's 11 more figures.
Yep.
They're giving us a huge sample of wrestlers here that really haven't been in any other lines.
Correct.
Well, I mean, aside from the Legends lines, but when was the last time you had a Jim Cornette figure?
Oh, it's been a while. But aside from Curt Hawkins and AJ Styles, and actually, if you want to get technical, Doc Gallows.
Mm-hmm.
None of those guys have had figures, have they?
No, they have not. Joey Ryan's never had an action figure. Cliff Compton, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He did have one. Okay. Yep.
But this is Tama Tonga's first figure, the Young Bucks, which is probably the one I'm most excited about.
I can't wait to see that final product.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Them and Chris Hero, I think, are the three that I'm really, out of this line, the most excited about.
Yeah.
So what Chris wanted me to tell you guys, too, is that there's going to be about 50 individual figures in all by the time they're done with this. They're going to be announcing recently signed names very soon. One thing to note is that Figures Toy Company is going to stay away from names that have been done over and over again by Jax, Mattel, and Toy Biz, which we've had that conversation multiple times about, okay, are you going to buy this Cena figure, even though there are 30 Cena figures before it?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stay away from those types of figures where you might already have it in your Jax line or your Mattel line. They're going to give you new stuff.
Yep.
There's a heavy emphasis on the outfits, which I think is awesome because, you know, we love the Elite line so much. Every one of their figures is going to be an Elite figure.
And just by looking at the Lethal and the Elgin figures, you can tell that they're putting a lot of emphasis on these figures by the ring jackets, even on the Briscoes, the shirts.
Yep.
And with Kevin Steen, the shirt that he comes with.
Yep.
So far, everything's looking spot on. You know what I really liked also, and one thing that caught my eye, is the box the ring comes in.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I love that box.
It is very clearly a Ring of Honor product.
It is.
Yeah, I love that.
It really is.
Yep.
And I know it's a $100 price tag, but...
Right. Well, here's the thing. I feel it's maybe our responsibility to purchase that and to purchase the first line of ROH figures and let them know, is it worth it? I mean, mm-hmm. We'll have it here in front of us. We'll review it. We'll put the pictures on our Twitter. Maybe we could do a Periscope or something or record it so we can put the recording up.
We could do that.
Yeah. Just something so they can see the quality that goes into it or not. I mean, we'll give our opinion. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it?
And where are we going to get the money to do that?
Okay. So it's funny you mentioned that. We have a benefactor now. We've been given a budget to basically do giveaways, to purchase figures, to review. And I think we're in agreement that this might be the first purchase. You know, we've plugged WWF and Mattel so much and LJNs. Let's throw Figures Toy Company out there, too, with what they're bringing to the table.
And we want to thank the benefactor. This is cool. The benefactor is our parents. And our dad is so happy, and he loves listening to the show. So he called us the other day, and he says, I want to be a friend of the show. And I thought that was hilarious, because dad's always listened to Howard Stern. And Howard always had quote unquote friends of the show. So dad's like, I want to be a friend of the show and I'm going to donate. And we're like, what do we do with this money? And then all of a sudden this hits today.
Today. Yeah.
And it was like, well,
yeah,
We can do that. Yep. So we want to thank our parents for doing that. Follow us on Twitter at Fully Posable, because after WrestleMania, we're going to be doing our first giveaway. So kind of keep an eye on our Twitter, because it'll probably be after WrestleMania. I'm not saying once the show ends, but...
But the podcast the Sunday after, maybe?
You could be.
Yeah.
Not April 3rd, but maybe April 10th.
Yeah. After WrestleMania. Yeah. Yep.
We'll do a giveaway. Follow our Twitter. You can see what the first giveaway will be, and then we'll see how that goes, and then we'll do a second one.
Yep. I thought it was really nice of the Million Dollar Man, Keith Toon, to not kick the basketball away from you on the 10th bounce. That was awesome. and we got our money, and yeah. We're going to be reviewing some figures for you guys. So, yeah, that's a huge help to the podcast. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. So we want to thank Figures Toy Company, and also Chris, for the amount of information that he gave us for us to review. And I knew I wanted Scott to spearhead this one, because Scott has that way of asking the right questions. So
without me even really asking,
yeah,
he hit so many bullet points that I've been seeing questions on Twitter about, or people have asked. He supplied us with all the information, and I'm really happy to spend this much time on Figures Toy Company, because they're spending way more time than this on their figure line, and mm-hmm. it deserves the attention it's getting. It's going to be awesome, and I'm excited about it.
Yep.
It's not your run-of-the-mill WWE guys coming through the pike. These are guys that I've been wanting to see forever in lines.
Yep.
So I'm really excited about it.
Thank you for spearheading that.
Absolutely, yeah. I was glad to do it.
Thank you, Figures Toy Company, and thank you, Chris, for everything. This was awesome. Anything else regarding that? Did I miss anything?
I think that covers our news.
All right. So it's time to actually go into not LJN, but let's go into AWA Remco.
Let's do it.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees.
What are we going to do? How are we going to do this?
I'm still not over the whole fact that we're not covering LJNs anymore.
I know.
It makes me very sad.
I know.
Does that mean it's my favorite wrestling line ever? It might.
It might be. Jax had some really good ones.
Yeah, but I liked Jax a lot.
But
the Classic Superstars line will always have a place in my heart. But this was, LJN was the first that we had and played with. We each had our own set.
Yep.
It was just...
Well, we hope that you guys enjoy these ones. I'll have Scott kind of go down the list.
So not to knock the Remco line at all, because I actually really, really loved the Remco line.
Mm-hmm.
This went hand in hand with our LJN line.
Mm-hmm.
We had our collection of Remcos.
Yep.
We only had one set. We shared the set. We did not have duplicate sets of this. The LJNs, we each had our own set, but the Remco we shared. And I probably didn't play with the Remcos as much as I played with the LJNs, but I still really liked the Remcos. And the big difference was, which we've talked about, these figures were fully posable.
Ah!
There you go.
Yeah.
The heads turned, the arms moved, the legs moved.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they were awesome. You're playing with your LJNs, you're really limited to the moves you could do. These here, you could actually do the wrestling holds full on.
Yep.
You know, you're putting arms in positions and legs in positions. And I really enjoyed this line. It was a lot of fun. So AWA Remco Series 1 was the Fabulous Ones, and their accessory was a necktie on each of them. That was Stan Lane and Steve Kern, by the way.
Skinner for some people that may not know who Steve Kern is.
Right, and Sweet Stan Lane.
The
Road Warriors, and they were packaged either with or without heavyweight title belts or tag team belts. The High Flyers, who were Greg Gagne and Jim Brunzel, Rick Martel and Baron Von Raske, and they came with or without a pinky ring. And finally, Larry Zbysko and Ric Flair. These guys were distributed in packs of two, like the battle packs that we see now from Mattel. Pretty interesting concept at the time, because LJN did have the tag team sets that they came out with, but those guys were actually tag teams.
Yeah.
These here were, okay, so Fabulous Ones and Road Warriors and High Flyers were all tag teams, but Rick Martel and Baron Von Raske were opponents, as were Larry Zbysko and Ric Flair. So it was a cool mix. We actually had all of these.
We did. One thing about these figures is that some of them you couldn't distinguish between others.
What do you mean?
So, like, Rick Martel looked like Marty Jannetty, and the only thing you could distinguish him by was their tights.
Right.
So a lot of the face, I know that this wasn't around back then, but a lot of the face scans, the figures looked like other figures. That was the only downfall of these figures. I love that the parts moved.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike LJNs, where they were just hunking rubber.
Yeah. You know?
the other thing I didn't like about these figures, and I'm not going to say they're figures, the ring.
I was going to touch on the ring in one of the episodes, and I'm glad you brought it up.
The
ring, why didn't you like the ring?
It was cardboard.
It was cardboard.
It was cardboard. I did like the canvas.
Yes.
Outside of the canvas, I didn't like much about it. I did like the Fabulous Ones, and I did like the Road Warriors. The High Flyers, they were a miss on me.
Actually, you know what? We didn't have the High Flyers. You know who we had? Gagne's Army. We had Kurt Hennig and Greg Gagne.
We did, didn't we?
I ended up buying the High Flyers 15 years ago on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the set of them because they had the tie-dyed trunks on.
That's right.
I had to read for a second. I'm like, oh yeah, Greg Gagne and Jim Brunzel. We had Greg Gagne and Kurt Hennig.
That's
Gagne's
right.
Raiders, or we'll get into them on the next podcast. I think they're in the series too.
Well, actually, going back to the face, like Kurt Hennig looked like Nick Bockwinkel, or a lot of the faces, it was tough to distinguish between the guys.
I didn't really have that problem with them.
And see, I did. Like Fabulous Ones and Road Warriors, obviously, they did not look alike, but certain ones look like certain ones. Or look like other guys. So that was the thing that I kind of had the issue with. Now, I'm not saying I didn't like these figures. I actually really like these figures. Granted, I did not play with them as much as the LJNs, but I did use them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have Fabulous Ones versus Road Warriors because these were the only Road Warriors that we had at the time.
That's right.
So having Road Warrior figures, I was a Rock and Roll Express fan. And Scott was a Road Warriors fan, which is a funny story because Scott and I would get into arguments as kids and argue who was the better tag team, Rock and Roll Express or Road Warriors. And Scott was like, dude, Road Warriors would destroy Rock and Roll Express. And I'm like, no, dude, they'd use a double drop kick and Hawk would be done, dude. He'd be like, no, Hawk would no-sell and get up or something. You know? So it wasn't until a Monday Night Raw. Actually, no, it was a Shotgun Saturday Night.
Yeah.
It was a Shotgun Saturday Night taping. In 1998, in fact, it was the Mike Tyson in Fresno.
That's right.
The Austin Mike Tyson showdown.
Yep, that everybody's seen a million times, the pull apart.
Yep. So we're sitting there, and they film Shotgun Saturday Night after Monday Night Raw. Here comes the Rock and Roll Express, and I'm like, oh, cool, I'm rock and roll, you know, I'm clapping for him. All of a sudden, here comes the Road Warriors, and Scott and I look at each other and like, holy crap, we're going to settle our argument right now.
We're going to do this.
It went to a disqualification because Jim Cornette used his racket. And it was like, that wasn't a finish that we were wanting. You know?
We wanted a doomsday device, or we wanted a double drop kick.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted our 1986 clean finish. We wanted something, but we didn't get our finish. So,
oh, well.
Going back to the figures.
I love that story.
I do too, because it was like once both tag teams were announced, we're like,
holy crap, we're going to see it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, we're going to see this. You know, we just saw Austin and Tyson get into it. Now we're going to see our dream feud or our dream match.
Our 1987 cells were marking out big time.
Yeah.
So I actually really liked these figures a lot. I thought for what they were... Okay, so they were on He-Man bodies. Essentially, mm-hmm. They were little He-Men,
yep.
Wrestler guys. They had the same kind of squishy head.
Yep.
Plastic bodies. You could either get them with muscular or flabby bodies. Only certain guys, though. I think like Terry Gordy was issued as muscular body or a flabby body. Jimmy Garvin was issued the same way. Abdullah was only issued as a flabby body. But there were certain figures, I guess you could call it a variant, but mm-hmm. They'd release both styles of flabby and muscular. But this entire first series was only muscular, even Baron Von Raschke, which didn't make any sense to me. But but yeah, going back to the ring, too, it was cardboard. That's a negative. It had the canvas. That was a positive. What I didn't like were the wood posts,
yep,
on all the sides that somehow would always cave inward toward the center.
Yep.
And the turnbuckles were these little white plastic circle rings. I guess they were functional, but they didn't really look like turnbuckles. They looked more like just like a part.
Yeah.
Like, and you couldn't, it was okay.
And you couldn't use these guys in the LJN ring because they were just...
They stood up to like the second rope. So they did look like little people on the LJN scale ring.
Yeah.
Bottom line for me, I really, really enjoyed the AWA figures because they gave us figures that weren't in the LJN set.
Mm-hmm.
We always watched AWA on weekdays and Saturday nights.
Yep.
We watched NWA on Saturday afternoons. So for me, I was a huge fan, especially having the Road Warriors figures. I was a fan of the posability of them, and I really, really liked the AWA Remco line.
And their heads were squishy, too.
And the heads were squishy, and you got to bite them.
Yep, I got to bite their heads, because for some reason...
you and chewing.
I know, I don't know. I was a little kid, dude. let's go over them real quick. Fabulous Ones were in black tights.
Yes, I believe Stan Lane was in red, Steve Kern was in white. They had like lightning bolts on the side.
Oh, yeah.
And then the bow ties. Yeah. Stan Lane's color was red as the accent color, and Steve Kern was white.
Road Warriors were in all black, but they did have the face paint.
Yes.
High Flyers were in the...
Tie-dye trunks.
In the tie-dye trunks. Martell and Baron Von Roschke. Martell was in red?
Red trunks.
Von Roschke was in black tights with a red stripe down him. Bald head.
Correct.
Like Baron Von Roschke.
Let me point out on the Baron Von Roschke figure, his hand was in the claw position.
Yes.
That was a cool touch. I mean, they didn't need to. They could have just done the run-of-the-mill hands like they always... But this was in the claw. I thought that was cool.
Yep. And Larry Zbysko and Flair. We did have Flair. He was in purple trunks. Mm-hmm. And he had almost white hair.
It was almost white because he was platinum blonde and it kind of came across as white. And also, it was purple trunks, but it had the RF. On the trunks, too, which was a cool touch.
And that was the only Ric Flair figure at the time.
Yeah, it was the only Ric Flair figure for a while until the Galoob came out.
Exactly. Larry Zbysko, red trunks?
Yes, red trunks. Look, just like Martell, minus the head.
Yeah. So these figures are... It's kind of cool reminiscing over these figures. As I said, I pull them out on a Sunday afternoon and play with them for about an hour. You know, LJNs were kind of tucked away over in the corner, and then I would go right back to the LJNs before bedtime or something like that.
Yeah.
So these figures are cool. It'll be kind of fun going over these. And then after this, we go right into Hasbros.
Into Hasbros.
So be patient, folks. We're going into Hasbros pretty soon. I think it's time to do some wish lists.
Let's wish away.
Let's wish. Did receive another wish list. This one comes from a gentleman named Jason Linick, and he sent an email into fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. He said, hey guys, heard about your podcast via a shout out on the Solo Monster. Sounds off, and now I'm hooked. Cool.
That's awesome. Love the support.
Yeah, and Solo Monster is my favorite podcaster. I listen to him every week, and give him a listen on iTunes. Solo Monster sounds off. Continuing, I'm a big Ultimate Warrior fan. Can't go wrong with that.
Nope.
And I always pick up his figures, but I have a few that I would love to be made. Number one, attire from WrestleMania 8 when he saved Hogan. That's pretty good because...
That's excellent.
It would be a shorter hair.
The short hair, yeah.
And then I'm not making any assumptions here, but he looked thinner.
Well, that's what spawned the Ultimate Warrior is dead. And this guy's an imposter Ultimate Warrior. Not the Renegade, but an imposter Ultimate Warrior.
Yes. He looked deflated.
Right. Well, it was 1992, the steroid scandal, all that garbage. He had to clean himself up.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, sure.
Allegedly. So that would be a cool figure.
I would be a big fan of that. That was a cool
outfit. The purple
outfit.
Trunks. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And number two, I love this one. Number two, Ultimate Maniacs attire with a Macho Man to match.
Wow.
Keep up the great work, Jason, Long Island, New York.
So I'm wondering if he's referring to like what I talked about 2 weeks ago with wanting the dual pack of the defining moments where you had like from the greatest matches in wrestling. I'm hoping that's what he meant is because a two pack of Warrior and Savage from the Ultimate Maniacs would be awesome in a defining moments two pack.
Yeah. And I actually have to read this to you because this was really funny. I was talking to Michael Elgin. I'm not bragging because I'm talking to Michael Elgin. I actually... thought this was kind of funny. We were kind of talking about figures, and he says, I wish they made like a WrestleMania series, Hogan versus Andre, Savage versus Steamboat, and a couple others. I was laughing because the first thing I thought of was your wish list from a couple weeks ago.
There you go. If Mattel is listening, there's a demand, there's a want
exactly.
for these two packs of the throwbacks.
Exactly. I would love that two-pack between or for the Ultimate Maniacs.
That would be so awesome. Two legends that...
My personal opinion, I like your wish list where they came down in the robe, their ring attire that they wore to the ring, Steamboat's white gi and Savage. Although my favorite robe that Savage ever wore was the silver.
Yeah.
That's my favorite robe that he ever wore. My second favorite is the one that he wore at WrestleMania 5, the orange.
Yeah.
The third favorite is the one from WrestleMania 3, and it was like a purple and green robe. That's the one that they would have to put in the two-pack.
Yep.
Then I would wish that they put in this Ultimate Maniacs one too.
That would be so sweet if they did that.
That would be awesome, dude. I could Savage with the yellow and red glasses and the top hat. That'd be great.
Yep.
So thank you, Jason, for sending in that wish list. I'm going to go first.
Yes, go first. I think that's going to be the new trend.
Yes. I'm going to kind of go back to Figures Toy Company. They did mention that they have more figures in the line coming up. One that I'm hoping that they put out is a two-pack of Ricochet and Matt Sydal from New Japan. They're an awesome team.
They are an amazing team.
Yeah.
To say that Ricochet is amazing is putting it really lightly.
Well, I did mention a couple weeks ago that I do want to see a Ricochet figure with an alternate of Prince Puma.
Right.
But if they don't, I wouldn't mind seeing a two-pack of Ricochet and Sydal.
That would be awesome.
Neither guy has been announced as of this recording, but he did say there are more names coming up to be announced. I'm hoping that these two guys are. And I know Sydal had a Mattel figure, and I think he had a Jax.
Oh, probably, yeah.
I think he had a Jax, but I would love to see this one.
But there weren't that many Evan Bourne figures that came out. I think he had one Elite.
He had one Elite.
And then a couple of Basics.
Yep. And then I think he had one Jax at the end of Jax's run.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like there's a ton of Evan Bourne figures out there or Matt Sydal.
Right, right. So that's my wish list for this week. Pretty basic. Scott, what you got for this week?
Good wish list.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Great call. So mine, again, I guess I'm going to run the streak of 2 weeks here in a row, keeping it real simple. I would love to see, this is going into PWG now, which we've talked about as one of our favorite promotions. I would like to see an Excalibur figure.
Ooh.
I think that would be awesome because you have the mask. I would just love to see an Excalibur figure. I think that would look awesome, especially with what they're doing with the real outfits and everything. I think they'd nail an Excalibur. And, you know, he's one of the founders of PWG, and he mm-hmm. can stand right alongside there with your Joey Ryan figure, and I think it'd be awesome.
Why is it every time you mention Joey Ryan, I laugh?
I think I know why, but there might be children listening to this podcast, and we'll not go into why you're laughing.
You've already mentioned it before, dude.
Did I? Shame on you. I must have been drinking during the podcast.
That's what we should do as a podcast where you're intoxicated.
That would be awesome.
That would be hilarious.
Yes,
dude.
That would be good if we had a podcast like that.
Do a live podcast.
One of these days we should consider that. That would be fun.
I like your Excalibur. I can imagine getting it signed in a silver paint pen.
That's what I was thinking about too, is getting it signed, because one thing we didn't actually talk about, I don't know if Figures Toy Company is going to do this, and I can ask Chris this question. With their DC figures that they've made, it's like a clamshell type package that you can open it, remove the figure, put the package back together, and put it away. So you can display your figure out. If you decide you want to hang it up on the wall, you put the figure right back in the package, close up the clamshell, it goes up on the wall, you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that they do that with the wrestling figures as well, because at some point you're going to want to display them, but then if the guy's making an appearance for a signing, put the figure right back in the package, close the clamshell up, and off you go to the signing. Boom, he's signing the plastic. You hang it up on the wall. I hope that they do something like that, because I really have a feeling if they do that, all of my figures are going to be out.
Yeah.
They're all coming out of the package. And then if there's a signing, right back in the package, off to the signing.
Especially with their ROH ring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be cool to get all those guys lined up in the ROH ring.
That's what I'm talking about. And then we can put pictures up for our followers. And
I used to do that with the Hasbros, put all the Hasbros in the ring. And then we got so many, I had to have them outside.
They were outside.
Yeah. Good wish list, dude. Good wish list. I like Excalibur rules, too.
Yes, he does. He is awesome on commentary. He's hilarious.
Yep. So that's our show for this week. We want to thank Chris again for all this great info. This is awesome. Want to thank Solid Monster again for people still listening to the show. Love it.
Yeah, thank you for the plug. That's been huge.
Yep. And also thanks to our parents for being friends of the show.
And not kicking the basketball away from you, so that fund came through. Nice job.
Yep. We can't spend all of the budget right away, but...
No, but we've already got some of it earmarked.
Yeah, we do.
We have giveaways coming up. We have figures we want to get from the ROH line, so...
Yep. One thing that we are going to do with one of our giveaways, we're not going to say what's in the giveaway of the first one, except there will be a t-shirt involved a fully posable wrestling figure podcast t-shirt.
Nice.
Yep. So that's one. There will be something with that. Just keep following our Twitter at Fully Posable. Also, download us on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, please, and fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Thank you to all of our friends of the show, all of our supporters at WWF Collector, at John G, at Flareboy. Thank you to everyone. And if I miss anyone, I apologize. So, Scott, with all that said, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
Happy toy hunting. Adios.